What's the latest with Medicare, Mary Agnes? Have the House and Senate agreed on a package?
No, they have not. Action now seems to be focused on the Senate, where leaders of the Senate Finance Committee say that they are compiling a Medicare package that's likely to be smaller than earlier envisioned. While Democrats in both chambers had hoped for a larger package, it looks as if they'll not be able to move a larger bill.
What will some of those changes be?
The bill will probably not include major cuts in payments to Medicare Advantage. These are the private insurers in the Medicare program. To help stop a scheduled 10% cut in the fees that Medicare pays physicians for services, the bill may tap into money from a stabilization fund that was included in the Medicare drug benefit to entice preferred provider organizations to offer coverage in underserved regions. Leaders of the Senate Finance Panel also said that the bill may reduce Medicare Advantage payments for medical education to hospitals with teaching programs, which receive additional Medicare payments to help finance the education of physicians. The measure may also include a long-term extension of the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP.
What's the timing for congressional action?
That remains unclear, but Senate leaders have indicated that they want to move a package that has unanimous consent, so it looks as if a scaled-back version of the Medicare bill that focuses primarily on stopping the scheduled cut in Medicare physician payments is most likely to emerge. And since the current stopgap spending bill expires December 21st, and lawmakers are eager to head home for the holidays, if a Medicare bill is going to pass, it must move quickly.
President Bush has vetoed a second bill to reauthorize and expand the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP. Mary Agnes, could you give us the details?
The president vetoed the second bill for the same reasons that he rejected the first. He thinks it's too expensive, and it will move children who already have coverage in the private sector onto government health care coverage. Bush also opposes raising federal cigarette taxes to finance the program, which the SCHIP bill would do.
So what's the next step?
The extension could be part of a larger omnibus spending bill, or it may be part of Medicare legislation that would stop a scheduled 10% cut in Medicare physician payments as of January the 1st. While Democrats had hoped to expand the program, the extension will likely keep funding at current levels with some additional money to help states face financial shortfalls. Republicans would also like to extend the current program until March 2009, but Democrats will probably not agree to that. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat of California, has scheduled a veto override vote for January 23rd, and that's just days before President Bush is scheduled to deliver the State of the Union address on January 28th.
In addition to SCHIP, lawmakers still have work outstanding on several of the fiscal 2008 appropriations bills. What's the latest there?
Democrats are expected to move forward this week on an 11-bill omnibus spending package that would wrap up the fiscal 2008 appropriations process after months of fighting with the White House. Democrats tried unsuccessfully to push through $23 billion more in Democratic spending than the $933 billion President Bush has requested. While Democrats had offered to split the difference with Bush and provide $11 billion more than he requested in discretionary spending, the White House issued a veto threat, and many Capitol Hill Republicans supported the president. So Democrats have agreed to essentially accept Bush's limit on discretionary spending. The current continuing resolution is scheduled to expire December 21st.
What's happening with the nomination of James Peak to serve as Veterans Affairs Secretary?
Late last week, the Senate confirmed his nomination, with the action coming just a day after the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee approved Peak's nomination by a vote of 15-0.
What are his priorities for the post?
During his confirmation hearing, Peak said that the issue of post-traumatic stress disorder is an important one, as is the issue of traumatic brain injury, and that the VA must get the best of science to help veterans cope with these conditions. He also told Senate Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Daniel Akaka, a Democrat of Hawaii, that he would investigate an assertion that less than 50% of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans who are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder receive VA disability benefits. President Bush has said that he expects Peak to act on recommendations of a presidential commission led by former Senator Bob Dole, a Republican of Kansas, and former Health and Human Services Secretary Donna Shalala, that include an overhaul of the disability benefit system and improved treatment of mental health disorders.
In addition to confirming Peak for the VA post, the Senate also recently took action on legislation that would expand programs and funding to treat traumatic brain injuries. Could you tell us about that, Mary Agnes?
The measure includes provisions to help returning Iraq and Afghanistan veterans receive treatment for brain injuries, and it directs the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institutes of Health to study treatment techniques, and it requires the CDC to monitor injury cases. The bill would reauthorize programs created by a 1996 law that allow the CDC to provide state grants for brain injury patients to enter treatment and rehabilitation programs. Separately, the House last week passed legislation that would broaden benefits for veterans who suffered service-related blindness in one eye and later lost vision in the second eye.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.